The gender wage gap in the United States hasn't changed much. On average, women still make 80 cents for every dollar a white man makes during a year. But this gap widens when women are broken down by racial group. After 22 months of work, Latinas in the United States have earned the same amount of money that a white male makes in 1 year. November 2nd is Latina Equal Pay Day to highlight that disparity. Broken down, minority women, African Americans, Native Americans, and Latinas not only face the gender gap, but also the racial pay gap. Latinas in the United States on average make 54 cents for every dollar a white man makes. In Illinois, that number is even lower at 48 cents on the dollar. Experts say this wage inequity for Latinas is due to many factors, from language barrier, low level of college completion, and even high student debt. Some Latinas in the workforce may be first-generation children tackling the workplace for the very first time.
I've been learning a lot on my own, and you know, anytime I have a chance to pass that information down to other women, other Latinas, I do that.
That's Adriana Diaz, who works in the nonprofit sector in Chicago. She recounts a time when she was unable to negotiate a salary early on in her career because this was all new to her.
But I think about that situation all the time because if I knew what I know now then, I would have absolutely negotiated.
Her prospective employer had inquired about her previous salary, which was already a low number for the type of work she was doing.
So because that salary was disclosed to my new employer, they felt they had no enough ammunition to offer me just a little bit more than what I had been making. And so I ended up taking the offer without negotiating.
And for those Latinas without a college education, low-skilled jobs, which are usually low-paid, can be the norm. Lubia Nunez Montelongo has worked with Latina women in several Chicago communities helping them find jobs. Many women came to her with similar stories of struggle.
We got a lot of Latinas who told us about their experiences with like temp agencies, and they felt taken advantage of because, for one, that was the lowest paying job that they found that didn't require too many things. So it didn't require a resume. They just kind of had to show up.
Experts and community organizers ask, what must be done to not just end the gender pay gap, but also the racial pay gap?
Raising the minimum wage, providing adequate paid leave, providing affordable child care, and making sure that all of these different things are accessible to the workers who need it would really go a long way.
That's Kate Nielsen, who is state policy manager for the American Association of University Women in Washington, D.C. She says these factors need to be addressed first in order for the racial pay gap to end. Ileana Mora, CEO and president of Women Employed, a Chicago advocacy group for women and equal opportunity, says ending the Latina pay gap can be significant long-term and beneficial for all women and society.
What that means is that the average Latina working full-time year-round, that equates to having enough money for them to have 3 additional years of childcare or 3.7 years worth of food for them and their families. And that is a change that we need to make and need to be committed to doing.
The Illinois legislature has tried to address some of these factors, while the federal government hasn't. This year, measures tackling the gender wage gap have been considered, including one prohibiting employers to ask about previous salary history. Another measure would have gradually raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Both measures passed the legislature, but were vetoed by Governor Bruce Rauner. Supporters are hoping to override the no salary history veto, but the minimum wage measure will remain untouched until further discussions take place. But if and until that happens, Latinas like Adriana Diaz, who have experienced wage discrimination, say building a support group is important to navigate the system until laws are in place.
And so I think it's important that there is this knowledge that's passed down, right? And that there's the seeking out of mentors. So I've sought out mentors. I've had to be active in doing that. That's when that mentorship is especially important.
I'm Daisy Contreras.